This is the Engage Podcast, episode number 9, the day of your keynote.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? All right, it's the day of your keynote. Could be your first, could be your 51st, could be your 1,000th and first. Really doesn't matter. You know, how do you prepare? There's a lot of information out there about how to get ready for the day, how to prepare yourself, get mentally ready, physically ready, etc. You probably heard of that 1,000 times. So what I'm going to do is just share with you what I do. I don't really do any type of breathing exercises or yoga. I don't worry a ton about hydration. I just simply focus on the value that I'm going to bring. And then here are my steps that I go through. And this is the first time that I actually sat down and listed them out. And so hopefully these will be helpful to you. Number one is purpose. I have a keynote address today, and it is for a mid-year kickoff for one of the most successful insurance companies in the world. And so when I'm looking at this and I'm seeing what they want, then I know that they want a rousing start to this mid-year. They're beginning a fresh start at mid-year because they have two sort of closing dates for what they produce. And so I'm really going to go in and encourage them, build them up, and empower them with my story. And I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. So that's the purpose of the event. Number two, people. Who are going to be there? Who am I speaking to? Even though I've done this presentation a lot, I want to make sure that I understand the audience. And so I was talking to one of the meeting planners, and she said, you're going to be talking to agents. These are the actual producers. These are the people in the field day in and day out. You're going to be talking to clients. They're bringing their clients with them who either have life insurance or they're hoping to close on life insurance. You're also going to have the governor will be there. The number three man in the entire company will be there, top level CEO in a particular division, and also the head basketball coach of Auburn University. And so there are my people. That's who I'm communicating to. So my primary goal is to make sure that I do the job that I'm supposed to do for the agents and the clients. That's who I'm really talking to. It's great that the governor's there. It's great that we have other great people there, and I'm excited about that. But I've got to stay focused. I don't need to worry about impressing Coach or number three in the company, because my role is not for them. My role is for the people. So what do I do with the higher ups? You'll see that in just a second. Number three, my points. This is what I want to communicate more than anything else. And I'll do it at the end of my presentation. And there are two. For the agents, I'm going to say that you're providing, not just producing. You're providing, not just producing. And for the clients, it's about peace of mind, not just payments. Because those of us who have life insurance, we're always thinking about that payment, right? That premium that we're paying each and every month. And we don't think about that end result that we're going to get, but the peace of mind. So number three was points. Number four is proof. Now, in this particular situation, I tell my story. My first wife passed away in my arms, and our son was 5 weeks old at the time. I was in my early 20s, and yes, we did have life insurance. And so this story paints for them a perfect example of providing, not just producing, and peace of mind, not just payments. But I'm not going to tell them those points up front. They're going to get that from the story. So when I say them, they're going to go, that's right. When I actually make the statements, they're clear on it. All right, so I make sure that my proof supports all of my points. In this case, it happens to be that my proof precedes all of my points, which is a little bit rare in speaking. Most of the time, we make our points, we do our proof. We make our point, we do our proof. But my story is the actual proof. Number five is practice. I cannot tell you the number of times that I've told this story. I would say it's thousands at this point in the various forms that I've told it. But I'm still going to practice. The time in which I leave my house and get to the event, because it happens to be in my city today, which I'm pumped about, is going to allow me the perfect opportunity to go all the way through it. Now, I don't memorize. I don't use notes. I don't use a manuscript. I don't read. Everything for me is about conversation. It's not about, quote, presentation. You hear a lot of speakers that get up and they sound like they're on Broadway, or they sound like they are in some sort of dramatic class. That's not my presentation style. Mine is a lot more about conversation, just having a little intimate talk with the crowd, making the connection, making the points. But I'm still going to practice that. I'm just not going to rehearse it. Does that make sense? I'm not going to get up there and freeze if my hand gesture was not just right, or if my voice was not just right, if it didn't go up when it was supposed to or down when it was supposed to. I don't get into any of those physical dynamics, because I think that it hurts our communication as a speaker. I think that people can tell that was manufactured. And what we want to do is be authentic and be natural. So let me hit these five again. Purpose, people, points, proof, and practice. And here's 5.5, possibility. Within that room, because I'm there with those like the governor, like coach, like number three in the company, there's an opportunity from there, a possibility that they are encouraged, that they are impressed with the message, and they want that same message to go to their people. So let's say the coach says, I want you to come in and talk to the players. What could I do? Well, I could easily change my talk from the people of agents and clients to players, shift my points completely and show how you overcome adversity, right? You know, the same proof, the same story, but shifted and customized. You know, for the governor, I could talk to his people about success is not an accident. For number three in the company, what could I do with him? I could definitely go on tour with this particular insurance company and become their main voice, main encouragement for them. I could go to each office. I could do their regional meetings. I could do their national meetings, right? So there's a lot of possibility that's in here today. So you want to think about that as well as you prepare. Not to get you nervous, not to shake you up, but instead for you to see, here's the possibility from here. Too many speakers want to survive the speech. Too many want to get accolades for themselves. None of that is even important. Deliver maximum value. If you do a good job, you will be invited to other places. It's just the way that it works. So let me give you these 5.5 again. Purpose, understand why you're there, the value that you're going to bring. Number two, people. Who are you communicating with, having the conversation with? Number three, points. What do you want to make sure that you anchor and they walk away with? Number five, proof. What evidence do you show that what you're saying is true? Number five, practice. Don't memorize. Don't necessarily rehearse as an actor would, but practice and get a nice flow. And 5.5, possibility. Where could you go from here? So there you are. Some light suggestions for what to do the day of your keynote.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion, or just leave me a note.